And then if you decide to do something that would actually require help from city staff, then you'd have to enter into an interlocal agreement with yourselves to allow city staff to work for the Transportation Benefit District. And then the other one is you decide to go out to a vote, decide how you're going to pay for the election costs, whether the city is going to fund those costs and be paid back if the sales tax increase, if that's what you decide to go for, passes, and the board will pay back the city, or the city will just absorb that cost as part of their street budget. So I think the mayor has something to say.
Well, we've been, Gene and I, talking about what we might bring to you as the Transportation Board, Benefit District Board, with regards to direction related to a vote on sales tax increase. And we have some very specific needs as you approve this evening. That are at substantial costs, and we don't have a real good revenue source for those. And so the needs exist, and the not only for the projects, but the needs also exist for revenue. And so we've talked about potential of bringing to the voters a 0.2% sales tax initiative, I guess, to the ballot. I have been very hesitant about making that recommendation for 2012, and the reason why, quite frankly, it has to do more with timing than with the need. And what I mean by timing at this point is that this year there will be possibly three other ballot initiatives or ballot measures for taxpayers to vote on. Fire District will be presenting a levy in August. The hospital will be presenting a levy. Is it August or November?
I'm not sure what that's.
Yeah. It's coming. Yeah. The school board, why we don't know yet, has been talking about the need for either a bond or a levy. I can't remember what it was. But we haven't gotten confirmation whether or not they're looking now at the first part of 2013 rather than this year. The reality is that if we put all four on the ballots, most likely we're going to have a very difficult time getting the approval of the voters. So the other option that you have as a board, of course, is to institute a card tab fee of $20 that administratively, that can be very cumbersome, trying to determine who actually lives in the city of Monroe, so on and so forth. So not a way that I would recommend, nor I believe you would as well. So it really does come down to today, if we should go out for a 0.2% sales tax ballot measure, not only will we have to determine how we're going to pay for that, front the money to the board from the city to be repaid back through the sales tax revenue that's generated. Silly, but that's where we're at. But we'd also have to talk about how we would promote this within the community, because quite frankly, if it's not effectively promoted, it will die pretty badly, which could cost additional funds to either send out, however we can do that. So again, we would have to determine as a city whether we're going to front the board the money to do that as well. So there's some logistics here that need to be discussed, and some determinations on your part whether or not you want to do anything in 2012 or wait until next year. So, Councilmember Williams.
Thank you. I'm glad to hear that's your opinion, because I think I agree. with everybody asking for money right now, it's not going to pass, and we won't be able to market it. However, if we wait until, you know, we're close as a finance board to be presenting, you know, a couple things back to council, and I think that at a future election, if the city can come back and say, we've got our reserves back in order, we've refinanced our debt, we've put money aside, we've done all this, now we want some help to do some of this other stuff. To me, that's a much better selling platform than to say, we're so cash strapped and everyone else says we want money, right? I don't even know how we can spend it to lose by only 80% right now. So I think waiting that makes all the sense in the world. I would not be in favor of just imposing a fee increase on this because it doesn't get us anything.
Can I ask a question?
To me.
Well, can I yield? We yield for a comment or a question.
If he's done, I'll give you the floor.
He's got it next.
Yes, I will.
It's whoever he calls. It could be you.
I thought we put it in there that we couldn't even do the $20 without a vote. I thought we put that.
Yeah.
So that's not even an option. Yeah. We put that in there that we could. Had to go to a vote for even that.
But that would fail even worse.
No, I know. So that's not even an option to just go for the tabs. I mean, unless we go for a vote.
Yeah. Okay. No, you're right. I forgot about that. Okay, Councilmember Getter.
No, it's...
Go ahead.
Man to my right.
Now you're up.
Councilmember Getter.
I agree. I don't think we should go for... go out to the voters this time around with the other possibilities or the other sureties that we know. And then remember, the police went for the sales tax increase and that didn't pass. And people really thought that had a really good shot at passing. And with that not passing, I think it'd be foolish. I do think we need to get our ducks in a row and get kind of a PR plan on how to educate the community and what this means. And get kind of formulating that now so that when we're prepared when we do go out. I don't think we want to wait till a few months before the election and come up with something, but we really need to have a strategy now. Thank you.
City Administrator Russell and I had even mentioned those points, the fact that we're working on the reserve policies that the committee will have some recommendations back. I really think, and that's similar to what we were talking about, Councilmember Campbell and I earlier this morning with the school district, is really getting their ducks lined up in a row, showing the citizens of Monroe, building that faith in the residents that we are doing everything we can to be as wise as we can with the resources we have, building the reserves, and having a financial plan that they can rely on, trust in, and then showing them the realities of where we're at and the needs that we have, and educating them in that way, I think we'd do a much better job. You're right about the police that was not well formulated last year.
Was it Prop 1 or 2 or 3?
It was the first one on 3.
Okay. So it was 53-46 was the result.
Yeah.
But we thought that would pass. If I might just make one last comment, I think it's great to educate people that we've got reserves and why we did this, but how we're going to sell it is really that these are the projects we're doing and show how the project helps people in the Frylands, how it helps people downtown. Because again, it's been proven that if we put stuff on there that only affect one part of town, then somebody's like, well, I'm not going to vote for it. It doesn't help me. I mean, people really want to see how their taxes are going to help them, which is valid. And so I think when we educate people, we need to show them this is going to help this area, it's going to help this area and this area, and really put it out there, the projects and why we need them and what it's going to look like, so they can really feel that it helps them. Thanks.
Councilmember,
thank you. And the last time we did this, we did just that. And it actually passed, but it had to have 60%, and we got 57%. In a terrible economy, people want transportation fixes in this town. They're willing to pay a little bit more to do it. With the list and a map, and then everyone will see. And there's something across the town. We did that. That was 4 years ago, I think we did that. And doing that again. People can see on a map, here's my house, Blueberry Lane, or whatever it is, right? In a terrible economy, we got 57% of the vote last time we did this. And I think we can expect a similar result. If we don't need the 60% threshold this time, I think, which I don't think we would if we need a 60% threshold. I think this would be something that is much more palatable, even more than the police one last time. I heard a little differently. I heard people that weren't going to vote in favor of the police one, regardless of what it was. But everybody wants to see transportation improvements. Again, I'm not this year. Absolutely not this year. I'm absolutely in agreement with what's been said before. The map and the list, and people have a tangible way to look at it. As Councilmember Gutterbeck said, did it last time, and 57% of the people said yes. So if we don't need the 60% threshold, I like the chances. And again, sales tax spreads it across everybody, not just the burden on the residents. So again, it's palatable if the voters allow it. Thank you.
I just wanted to commend the action council's taking to this point. Legislature right now, or in the next legislative session, legislature will be looking at, I don't know if it's a model ordinance or something like that, that will add additional impact fees to businesses based on the traffic that they generate. And the trouble with that is the business community is very concerned with that type of model because it's all paid up front and businesses can't afford, some of them can barely afford to open, and to tack on an impact fee based on, this is in addition to our traffic impact fees. You haven't seen it yet? Yeah, it's. I got a notification on it. I'll get the information for you. This is a much better model because businesses can work within this type of model because it's just simply collecting an additional tax within the system that's already being utilized. And as you said, it's not just the taxpayers in Monroe that are paying for it, but it's actually the users of the streets who are coming in from out of town that will pay for it as well. So,
if I saw before, Brett, were you looking for action on something tonight? Do you need this board to approve to go have an interlocal agreement?
No. If the board decides that they're not going to do anything to raise any funds this year, then that's the end of it. Yeah.
Okay. Gotcha.
Maybe something that we talk about around budget time.
Yeah.
Again, for next year. Just dying away. Councilmember Hampton.
Two things. I agree with everything that's been said. Let's wait. Second thing, attachment A of the ordinance, number 5, still lists Hill Street extension. And so we fixed that on the other thing, east-west connector.
Right, but that was adopted, as the ordinance was adopted that way. So you have to pass another ordinance if you want to change that on the ordinance. Because that's what the ordinance was adopted.
Okay.
You changed it when you adopted the 6-year transportation plan.
Okay.
So we'll have to change the ordinance.
Okay.
Councilmember Camp.
Thank you. I agree with everything I've heard so far. One thing I'd like to emphasize, especially dealing with that police issue, looking at, we need to make it clear to people that we're talking about enhancements, traffic improvements, and showing how it impacts everybody in the town, not just specific areas, that we're not going to get more money just for pure maintenance. That was one issue that I've heard regarding the traffic benefit district. They're afraid that we will be funding street payment.
When does this board meet again?
By your rules and procedures, every time the city council does, if there's something to talk about.
Because I would just recommend that we maybe have a meeting here in the near future to start talking about strategy ideas of how to package this. And it might coincide nicely with maybe the fund, the reserve fund policies and all that stuff, but just so we can bring out some ideas of how to go out to the public and your own support.
after you meet on the 26th for the Finance Committee, you might be closer to knowing when you're going to be done with those, and then schedule something after that?
Sure.
Okay. Councilmember Gamble?
A couple things. The ordinance on the attachment, you know, A that was here, I'll go back to this. I thought we added one when we approved that one.
No, you added one to the six-year transportation improvement program at the May 8th meeting. That was number 14. East-West Connecticut access into the 191st to Jenny.
That's the one I was looking for. All right.
So we'll
have a couple of amendments.
We have to come back with the amendment to the ordinance to have
that.
Sometime in November, right?
Right. That's the silent. I do want Councilmember Williams brought up what I was hoping that we would talk about. Is that, you know, I agree with everything that was said about, you know, this year from time. But I think what we should be doing is, yes, let's schedule another meeting, and then let's start talking about strategy from a standpoint of also, as the mayor and I, or as the mayor spoke, we were talking earlier about, okay, now we should be engaging, you know, different groups within the city, and let's get everybody rallied around this. Let's get the school board involved, and let's get, you know, the chamber, the different entities, so that we can all, you know, march. And it would be nice to have that on something, and we've got time to, you know, kind of get involved and, you know, get them, you know, around the support of it, so that we can start, you know, crossing stuff up. And that's not going to be an easy feat. So it seems to be here that's in front of us, and, you know, task assignment, you know, or whatever, you know, subcommittee within the board that works on those relationships and that sort of thing.
Anything else, Brad?
That was all I had.
All right. Well, I appreciate that. We're all on the same page here. I think it's the right direction for us to move at this point. And Councilmember Ketterbeck?
I just wanted to let people know I also will not be here next week.
We need a motion to adjourn the transportation benefit district.
So moved.
All right.
And
that motion is by Councilmember Camp, seconded by Councilmember Hanford to adjourn.
Seconded by Mr. Singh.
Adjourn the Transportation Benefit District Board meeting. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Opposed?